With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Airstrikes have hit a refugee camp in northern Gaza.
In the Jabalia refugee camp on Gaza City's outskirts, at least six airstrikes have leveled a number of apartment blocks in a residential area, the Hamas-run Interior Ministry says, adding that there have been a high number of casualties. Footage of the scene on regional TV showed at least four large craters where buildings once stood, amid a large swath of rubble, surrounded by partially collapsed structures. Dozens of rescue workers and bystanders were digging through the wreckage, searching for survivors beneath the pancaked buildings. A group of young men pulled two children from the upper floors of a damaged apartment block, cradling them as they climbed down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, House Republicans have unveiled a $14.3 billion standalone Israel aid package that breaks with President Biden and Senate Democrats' proposal to pair aid for the Jewish state with tens of billions of dollars in assistance to Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, automaker Stellantis says the autoworker strike in North America expected to cost the company around 750 million euros in profits. That's less than its North American competitors.
The Europe-based maker of Jeep, Fiat, and Peugeot reported a 7% boost in net revenues to 45.1 billion euros. Production halts caused by the strikes cost the company 3 billion euros in sales through October. The net revenue boost was due to higher volumes in all markets except Asia.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Stellantis strike impact lower than the other three automakers due to its global profile, as well as some high-profile cost-cutting measures. The Dow heads 60 points down. The Nasdaq is up 42 points. This is SRN News. Another defeat for the Satanic Temple.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priest indicates the number of victims could run into the hundreds of thousands. The government probe was sparked by an independent investigation that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops' Conference has made no comment on the government findings. A Madrid-based law firm conducting a parallel inquiry ordered by the bishops. Its findings released later this year. This is SRN News. Joran van der Sloot, who recently admitted to killing U.S. student Natalie Holloway in Aruba in 2005, being sent back this week from the U.S. to Peru, where he'll serve out the sentence for killing a Peruvian woman. He'll eventually be returned to the U.S. In health news, the FDA is out with another warning about eye drops.
Health regulators are telling consumers not to use more than two dozen varieties of over-the-counter eye drops because of the risk of infections that could lead to blindness. The advisory applies to lubricating drops sold by six companies, including CVS Health, Target, Rite Aid, and Cardinal Health. A recall was issued late last week because FDA inspectors found unsanitary conditions and bacteria at the factory producing the drops. No injuries have been reported. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.